All aboard the Tour de France train for Dusseldorf.
It's the Briz Treadley podcast with your host, Andrew Dimmock.
Well, welcome to episode 14 for 2017 of the Briz Treadley podcast. My name's Andrew Dimmock. Look, we were thinking about having a couple of guests along to talk about the Tour de France this week, but that hasn't happened because on Tuesday evening when we would have recorded that, it turns out that I will be flying to North Queensland to go and visit my granddaughter who was born on Sunday morning. So this week, for those sort of reasons, instead what we're going to have is a wrap-up of the Briz Treadley Tour de France 2017 Predictathon, and we're going to also announce the prizes that are associated with that amazing contest. So my thanks to Cathy Peel and Nicholas O'Donnell, who were going to help me out with the podcast this week. It hasn't turned out like that, and perhaps we'll get Nick on later on to analyse a bit what went on in the Tour de France and maybe look forward to the World Championships and other events that will happen in the road calendar in the second half of this year. But let's get back to our Tour de France Predictathon. What a contest. First of all, I wanted to give a massive shout out to those brave souls who put their reputations on the line by entering the competition. There were more people than I expected, by which I mean we had more than 10 people enter. Less than 20, but more than 10. So that's pretty good. Yeehaw. So let's recap on what you had to select and how you'd had to do it and all those sorts of things. So we asked you to name the top three on general classification, commonly known, of course, as the podium. And we asked you to also name the winners of the other three major prizes, the green points jersey, the polka dot mountains jersey, and the white young riders jersey. And the scoring system was 1 point for naming a rider who finished on the podium and a second point for naming that rider in the right spot on the podium. So if you picked Chris Froome to finish third, you got 1 point for that. But if you picked Chris Froome to win, you got 2 points for that. Okay, 2 points also for correctly naming the winners of each of the other category jerseys. Now, I also threw in the idea of a bonus 5 points if you correctly named a winner of the green jersey other than Peter Sagan. Now, nobody took my offer up of that, and that actually proved to be a tactical error by everybody who entered the contest. So let's just name who actually won those categories at the Tour. The podium. The first three on general classification. Of course, the winner of his fourth Tour de France, Chris Froome from Sky. In second place, Cannondale Drapac's Rigoberto Urán. And in third place, Romain Bardet of AG2R, or as Robbie McEwen would say, Eger Douceur. Anyway, I didn't get that right, but it was pretty close. So how did we go in picking that podium? We didn't do all that well. In the entries that we got, of course, Richie Porte was the one we were all hoping was going to do well. Every single person who entered the contest had Richie on their podium. And of course, Richie crashed out early. So as a result, nobody has picked the correct podium. Nobody has got 6 points for the correct first, second, and third. It gets worse, let me assure you. Roughly half of our entries selected Chris Froome to win. Cathy Peel had him winning in all caps. I would think he would have a sore throat after shouting all the way to Paris if he was in all caps. But anyway, about half of us selected Chris Froome to win. So you had to have Chris Froome as your top pick. That would have been a good start if you're going to win this contest. Okay, this competition. Only a couple of people had Romain Bardet on the podium. I was surprised at that. He wasn't very popular. And nobody picked him for third place where he finished. And not one single person even mentioned Rigoberto Urán in any category. So Rigoberto Urán was totally off our radar. And to be fair, in the Tour de France preview that Nicholas and I did 2 episodes ago on the podcast, I think we even mentioned his teammates Andrew Talansky and Pierre Rolland more than we mentioned Urán himself. So the biggest disappointments, other than Richie crashing out, well, most of us expected more from Nairo Quintana and from Fabio Aru. And between them, they were on most people's podiums after Port and Froome, or Froome and Port, depending on which way you went. Okay, so that's how we went in the GC, basically we didn't do all that well. Okay, moving on to the categories. The green jersey, strikeout, everybody picks Sagan. And, you know, that is understandable because he's won the green jersey every time he's finished the tour. But this was me, despite me offering basically the top spot on the contest podium if you pick somebody else. So no love from anybody for Michael Matthews, who indeed Nicholas and I did mention heavily in the preview, but not really in the context of the green jersey. We said he would be a contender for stages. And in fact, he did win two of those stages that we thought he was a good chance for. Okay, the mountains category. This is interesting. Nobody picked Warren Barguil for the mountains jersey. Most people went for either two-time winner Rafael Majka or Pierre Hollande or Nairo Quintana. Now, honourable mention amongst our contestants in this category to Ernie Tai. Now, Ernie picked Warren Barguil to win the Young Riders jersey. And in fact, Warren Barguil would have finished third in the Young Riders jersey in the 2017 Tour de France if he was eligible for the Young Riders jersey, which he's not. But he, in fact, won the Climbers jersey. So at least Ernie mentioned him, okay? And another honourable mention, and perhaps a more honourable mention, to Sean Collins. So Sean Collins went closest in the mountains jersey by picking Thomas de Gent, Thomas de Breakaway, as Matt Keenan started calling him towards the end. But Sean picked him for the polka dot jersey. Sean was the only person to name somebody who even finished in the top five in the mountains category. So the rest of us, we all went for people like Rafał Majka, who DNF'd. He had a crash on stage nine. Rafał Majka scored no points. Pierre Rolland scored 1 point. Nairo Quintana scored 8 points. And, of course, the winner, Warren Barguil, well into triple figures in the mountains competition. Okay, so no points for any of our contestants in the Bridge Treadley Predictathon in the mountains. Okay, so no points in the green jersey category, no points for anybody in the mountains, and not many points on the podium either. Okay, so final category was the best young rider. The white jersey, we must have done better in this. Okay. In our Tour de France preview, we had named Orica Scott's Simon Yates and the UAE team's Louis Menches as the two favourites for this jersey. And in fact, they finished in that order, Simon Yates ahead of Louis Menches. The split was pretty even in our competition, with four contestants going for Simon and another four going for Louis. So very even. Okay, let's cut to the chase. We've discussed it all enough. The prizes. Who won what? Okay. Amongst our entries, there was one anonymous entry. So that's very hard to award prizes to. But fortunately, that person didn't do very well. So it's okay. We also had one person who entered who was ineligible to win any prizes, because as the owner of the podcast, I can't win my own competition. So I disqualified myself. And that's a bit of a pity, because I did quite well. And then with such a low scoring competition overall, it is something of a surprise, to me at least, that there was still a clear winner. I was worried that there might be a tie and that I'd have to cut up a Briz Treadley iron-on patch and cut it down the middle to split it up between two winners. And so, our winner of the 2017 Briz Treadley Tour de France Predictathon, and I have to say, a very deserving winner he is too, and that is Sean Collins. Sean wins a Briz Treadley iron-on patch all for himself. Wow. Okay, there were seven second place getters, and they all finished 1 point behind Sean. Seven people finished 1 point behind Sean in second place. So on a very crowded second step on our podium were Dara Murray, Kathy Peel, Mark Rutledge, Claire Lung, Ernie Tai, Nathan Viles, and Nicholas O'Donnell. Well done to our very crowded second step on the podium. And I'm pleased to announce that the prize for second prize in the competition was a Briz Treadley iron-on patch. And so each of these people wins 1/7 of a Briz Treadley patch. Congratulations. Okay, a bit of a turn up then for third place. It's still shared. The third step on our podium still has room for two people. And those two people on third place on the podium are Hayden Lester and Josie Faulkner. And we have a great prize for third place. It's a Briz Treadley iron-on patch. And because there's only two people who came third, both Hayden and Josie get half a patch each. Awesome stuff. So the prize for third ends up being slightly better than the prize for second. That's a little bit unexpected. And finally, everybody who entered the competition, whose names I've already read out, gets the participation prize. That's the equivalent of the certificate or the ribbon you used to get in primary school. And that is, of course, the highly sought after Bruce Treadley iron-on patch. So congratulations to all those people whose names I've already read out. So how do you claim your prize? Well, apart from Sean, I'll deliver his patch personally as the winner, the top step on the podium. There are two ways that you can collect your Bruce Treadley iron-on patch prize. I'm happy to post it out to you. If you're a prize winner, just email me, scoop@bridgetreadley.com. Email me your postal address and I'll send out your patch. Or if you are anywhere near the Bicycle Queensland offices, that's at 20 Horan Street, West End, during office hours, just maybe pop in and say hi and grab your patch from me then. Well, next on my agenda, and perhaps for the Bridge Treadley podcast down the track, is Bicycle Queensland's first Yarraman to Wilka Racker ride. So we're doing the full length of the Brisbane Valley Rail Trail next weekend, 28th, 29th, 30th, of July. And I hope to bring you some stories from that event in the coming weeks. So that's me. I'm Andrew Damack, and thanks for listening to the Bridge Treadley podcast. That's all we have for you this week. I'm off to Ayr to meet my granddaughter. Okay, talk to you soon. Bye.
Marcel Kittel stole my koala.
Marcel Kittel stole her koala.
You're along for the ride on the Briz Treadley podcast.
Hey, I want to have one day where you just go, yes, Dad. Yeah. Nothing else.
Nice.
Yeah. Just yes, Dad. That's my Christmas present. You go, oh, no, Dad, that's stupid, no. Yeah. I'm like, that's the only thing I wish for. Thanks for the ride.
Okay, so Marcel Kittel stole my koala. We'll just get that sound bite.
Marcel Kittel stole my koala. We actually should have you taking the video and I say Master Kittel.
Düsseldorf.